to the Laura ladies. I made a lot of friends, and I enjoyed the fellowship with people more than anything else. Of course, the little money that I got from selling my home vegetables and things like that helped some, but I enjoyed the fellowship with friends more than any one thing.
Was a market that held?
We went twice a week. We went on Wednesday morning. We went on Saturday mornings. Uh-huh. And supposed to be there at 8:00. We'd leave at 12:00. And I think most everybody in Laurel that ever went remembered it, and they enjoyed the fresh, good vegetables and butter and milk and cornmeal and so many things we carried. Fresh flowers and there was about 8 or 10 of us that went, and we just really loved each other and enjoyed working together.
Uh-huh. I guess this was just the spring through the summer that you would go, or?
Beg your pardon?
For what length of time did they have this?
From the first of the year to the last, all the year round.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. We'd have something. We worked to have something to carry all the year. And we carried butter and dressed chickens and, so many, many things. Eggs. And people knew the eggs would be fresh, and they liked to come to buy eggs. Blackberries, and when time come to gather berries, and a lot of people had fruit, they'd carry fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our counters filled real pretty a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, we didn't have all that much. But
doesn't seem like you'd have much to bring during the winter.
We carried cornmeal, sweet potatoes, and milk and butter, and eggs, dressed hens, turkeys, and just a number of things. Canned fruit, preserves, chili sauce, and then some women would come and give an order for a dozen or two jars of a certain kind of jellies and preserves and chili that's made of tomatoes and different things like that. There's some made real good. There's one lady that made chili sauce, and then no telling that dozens of jars she sold during the winter. She had a recipe to make it by, and it was just real good.
I guess you were kept busy then.
It certainly takes work. We certainly kept busy, and that was the reason some would start, and they didn't stay there long, because it was too much work. They couldn't hold up to it. And we had several different home demonstration agents that would come. Some of them helped us more than others did, but Miss Celia Hissong, that was way back in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
And boy, did she work at that market, and we enjoyed her very much, but she married, and she went to Baton Rouge, and we lost her, but we had Miss Neely, and then we got Miss gone, and she made a fine home demonstration lady. But there's so many of us got old, I was a charter member, and most of the charter members now is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But we just let the market go dead. But there are a lot of the Laura ladies still wish for that old market to go to get fresh vegetables and eggs and so on.
How long did you say it lasted?
I went about 26 years, and it lasted about 3 year after I quit. 3 or 4. I don't remember just exactly, but I went about 26 years.